Emma by Jane Austen. Retold by Margaret Tarna. Chapter 1. The Polite Society of Highbury. The village of Highbury was in the county of Surrey, and about 16 miles from London. There were several large houses in the neighbourhood. They were owned by the most important people in Highbury. The largest house was called Donwell Abbey. It was about a mile from the village, and it was the home of Mr. George Knightley, who also owned much of the land in Highbury. Mr. Knightley worked hard for the people of the neighbourhood, and everybody liked and respected him. Mr. Knightley's dearest friends were Miss Emma Woodhouse and her father, old Mr. Henry Woodhouse. They lived in a large and comfortable house in Highbury, called Hartfield. Emma and her father were important people in Highbury. Mr. Woodhouse had been a widower for many years. His wife, Emma's mother, had died when Emma was 3 years old. Mr. Woodhouse lived very quietly. He did not often leave his home and call on other people. He worried about his health. He often thought that he was ill. Emma Woodhouse, Mr. Woodhouse's younger daughter, was nearly 21 years old. Because her mother was dead, Emma was in charge of everything at Hartfield. She gave orders to the servants, and she decided how much money was spent. She was also the leader of the polite society in the neighbourhood. Emma Woodhouse was very pretty, very clever, and very rich. She was charming, too, and she had many friends. Emma always thought that she was right. Most of her friends agreed with her. Only Mr. Knightley ever told her that she was wrong. About 5 years earlier, Emma's elder sister, Isabella, had married Mr. Knightley's younger brother, John. John Knightley was a clever lawyer who worked hard. He lived with his wife and 5 children in a large house in London. They all visited Hartfield when they could. It was a cold evening in October. Emma Woodhouse and her father were sitting by the fire after dinner. They both looked sad. That morning, Miss Anne Taylor, who had been Emma's governess and friend for 16 years, had left Hartfield to get married. Miss Taylor had married Mr. Weston, a rich widower. Their home was Randall's, another large house, about 0.5 mile from Hartfield. Mr. Woodhouse hated changes in his life, and Miss Taylor's marriage had made him very unhappy. He sighed. "I was very unhappy when your sister Isabella got married," Mr. Woodhouse said sadly. "Why did Miss Taylor have to get married too? She was happy living with us here at Hartfield. Why has she left us?" Emma smiled. "Miss Taylor is now Mrs. Weston, Papa," she said. "She married Mr. Weston because she loves him. Mr. Weston was born in the village. He is a good man. Mrs. Weston will be happy at Randall's. It is a very comfortable house. But Miss Taylor, Mrs. Weston was happy here. Hartfield was her home," Emma's father replied. "Randall's may be a comfortable house, but Hartfield is a better place to live. It is much larger than Randall's. When shall I see Mrs. Weston again? I cannot walk to Randall's. It is too far." "Then we shall take our carriage," Emma told him. "And the Westons can come here whenever they like." Mr. Woodhouse sighed again, but he did not answer. At that moment, Mr. Knightley walked into the room. He had been in London for a few days, and the Woodhouses were delighted to see him. Mr. Knightley often visited Hartfield, and he was always welcome there. He was a tall, handsome man, and he was about 37 years old. He had known Emma Woodhouse all her life. "Did everything go well at the wedding of Miss Taylor and Mr. Weston?" Mr. Knightley asked cheerfully. "I hope that it did not rain. Did anyone cry? Somebody always cries at a wedding." "It was a very sad occasion," Mr. Woodhouse replied. "There was some rain this morning. I wanted Miss Taylor and Mr. Weston to delay their wedding, but Mr. Weston refused. He did not want to get married later. So now poor Miss Taylor has left Hartfield. I feel very sorry for her."
"I can feel sorry for you and Emma, but not for Miss Taylor," Mr. Knightley said. "She has only one person to please now, not two people."
Emma laughed. "And one of those two people is silly and thoughtless," she said. "That is what you are thinking, Mr. Knightley."
"You are right, my dear Emma," her father said sadly. "I am a silly and thoughtless old man."
"Papa, I was talking about myself," Emma said, laughing. "Mr. Knightley is always finding fault with me, not finding fault with you."
Emma looked at her friend and smiled.
"I do feel sad, Mr. Knightley," she said, "but I am happy too. I made the match between Miss Taylor and Mr. Weston 4 years ago. I knew that they would marry one day. I planned everything."
"Then please do not make any more matches, my dear Emma," Mr. Woodhouse told her. "Whatever you plan comes true. You are always right."
"I cannot stop matchmaking, Papa," Emma said. "Now I must help Mr. Elton to find a wife. He has been the vicar of Highbury for a year. He lives in the vicarage alone. He must be lonely."
"If you want to help Mr. Elton, invite him to dinner," Mr. Woodhouse said. "Young men always like good food and good company. And ask Mr. Knightley to dinner too. Then we shall have some good conversation."
Mr. Knightley laughed. "That is a much better idea, sir," he said. "Invite Mr. Elton to dinner, Emma. Give him some of your good food, but let him find his own wife. Mr. Elton is 26. He is old enough to find a wife for himself." But Emma had already chosen a wife for Mr. Elton. Her name was Harriet Smith. She was 17 years old and very pretty. Harriet was a pupil at Mrs. Goddard's school in Highbury. No one knew anything about the girl's family, but Emma was sure that Harriet's father was a gentleman. Harriet Smith was short and plump. She had beautiful blue eyes and fair hair. Harriet had good manners and a sweet smile, but she was not very clever. Harriet admired Emma very much, and she was delighted to be her friend. Mr. Knightley did not approve of Emma's friendship with Harriet Smith. He did not think that the two young women should be friends. He spoke to Mrs. Weston about it when he visited her at Randall's a few days later.
"Harriet is not a good friend for Emma," Mr. Knightley said. "She flatters Emma too much."
"But Emma can teach Harriet many things," Mrs. Weston replied. "Emma has made plans to read with Harriet. She wants to improve Harriet's education. She has already made a list of suitable books."
"Emma has been making lists and plans ever since she was a child," Mr. Knightley said quickly. "She needs someone to make her think. Emma is intelligent. She has a good mind, and she should use it."
Mrs. Weston smiled.
"Emma is also very beautiful," she said, praising her friend. "Do you not think so, Mr. Knightley?"
"Well, she is pretty, and I like looking at her," Mr. Knightley replied.
"Emma is beautiful," Mrs. Weston said again. "Her hazel eyes are so bright and lively. Her complexion and figure are perfect. She is a good daughter, sister, and friend, but she does not like to be given advice. Please remember that."
"I have been giving Emma advice for years," Mr. Knightley said, smiling. "But perhaps you are right. I shall say nothing about her friendship with Harriet Smith. I shall keep my thoughts to myself."
Mr. Knightley stood up to leave.
"I do think about what will happen to Emma," he added. "She says that she will never marry. But who knows what will happen to her in the future?"
Mrs. Weston smiled. Emma and Mr. Knightley were good friends, but nothing more. They were not in love with each other. They were fond of each other. Mrs. Weston was pleased. The Westons had other plans for Emma. Many years before, Mr. Weston had been a soldier. He had been a captain in the army. When he was a young man, he had fallen in love with Miss Churchill. Her family lived in Enscombe, in the county of Yorkshire. The Churchill family was very rich. When Captain Weston married Miss Churchill, her brother and his wife were very angry. 3 years later, Captain Weston's young wife was dead, and he was a widower with a little boy named Frank. Captain Weston's brother-in-law and his wife felt very sorry for the little boy. The Churchills knew that Captain Weston could not look after his young son. They were very rich, and they offered the little boy a fine home and a good education. Captain Weston agreed. Mr. and Mrs. Churchill became Frank's guardians, and they gave him their family name, Churchill. Captain Weston became a merchant when he left the army. He made money in trade. 20 years later, he returned to Highbury. By this time, he was a rich man. He now called himself Mr. Weston. He bought a fine large house called Randall's and lived there alone until his marriage with Miss Taylor. Mr. Weston sometimes went to London and saw his son, Frank Churchill. The young man had never been to Highbury, but he promised to visit his father and his stepmother as soon as he could. Mr. and Mrs. Weston thought that Frank would be a good match for Emma Woodhouse. They wanted the two young people to marry. That was the Westons' plan. But they kept these thoughts to themselves.